All right. 5:31 pre-show. Okay. Bringing back the pre-show because we just learned. I mean, I think it's kind of a guilty secret or a guilty pleasure.
No, not at all.
Guilty pleasure. No?
No, not at all. Okay. We were talking about favorite movies, and I said that the audio, we just saw that the audio, the secondary recorder didn't go. Is there a problem?
I'm working on it.
I got a problem.
We must continue.
Turn this up.
No.
It's a secondary recorder, and this is a
Yeah, but pre-show. We used the secondary recorder for the last one.
I know, but we're also doing the pre-show in part, so I can fuck around with all the sound stuff.
Okay, fair enough. So I said my favorite movie is Die Hard. Now, I didn't say the best movie of all time is Die Hard.
No, you said your favorite movie. My favorite movie is Die Hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was saying that by far, The Breakfast Club is in my top five just because of the fact that it takes me back in time. And it was my favorite movie of all time for decades anyway. But
I think it's an entirely respectable and totally understandable choice. I do think Breakfast Club, like I said, is probably in my top 100. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I can put it other than that. But I absolutely think it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But there's just so many more movies, I think, that appeal to me personally ahead of it. But why Die Hard? Die Hard has one of the best scripts ever.
You think so?
Absolutely.
See, I'm going to have to go back and watch it because it's been since the movie came out, probably since I've seen that movie, because it's just not.
You will find it absolutely friggin' delightful.
Probably. I mean, everybody loves Die Hard, right? And I really can't say a whole lot about it because, like I said,
some of the best Alan Rickman is one of the best performances of an action movie villain ever. The script is absolutely fantastic. It is perfectly structured. At no time are you wondering what the heck is going on. Like, at no time are you confused.
Yeah.
At no time do people's motivations seem
to be different than what you
like seem weird or seem like not earned.
Oh, okay.
Everything is earned. Every moment is earned. The lines are all great. There's even like the cool little symbolism stuff is in there, and it's fantastic. Die Hard, like, watch it again.
Yeah, I'm going to. Now, I have a question. It's a very, very, very important question.
Yes.
Do you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
I didn't for a long time. And then I recently watched it again, and it's hard to deny. Just because there's so many Christmas elements in it.
Okay.
It's not about Christmas, which is why for the longest time it was like, it's not a Christmas movie. But there are so many Christmas elements in it. And like when there's a line like one of the guys says at one point, we're going to need a miracle. And Rick says, it's Christmas, Theo. It's the time of miracles. All these little things.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of is a Christmas movie, I think. Okay. Like, I get it now that I saw it, and I was, like, watching it, just looking for, okay, how much Christmas is there? Because I know, like, it starts with, you know, it ends with let it snow, and, you know, it's a Christmas party is the whole deal. But I was like, well, that's just the backdrop. But there are so many little things that are put in there that, yeah, it has this aura to it of Christmas. I think it's good. I mean, this was a movie that premiered in the summer. It was a summer blockbuster. But does it evoke Christmas time? Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, it really does.
All right. Well, you answered the question. Now I definitely need to watch it again because, I needed to make my determination on whether or not, or put my vote in on whether or not I think it's a Christmas movie and whether or not I think it's as great as... See, I thought it was good. What year did that come out?
God, that must have been, I want to say 89.
Was it that long ago?
88?
Die Hard.
It could have been like 86.
Let's see. The original, 88. 88, okay.
Yeah.
Well. You know what I watched on the plane?
What'd you see?
You know, you have to watch movies or you're going to go nuts sitting on the plane for that long. It was... Wicked. Well, yeah. Wicked. You saw Wicked. Didn't you go to see it or something?
No, no.
Why was I thinking that you'd...
Confusing Greg and Craig, I think.
In fact, there was a funny improv scene we did in class about Wicked.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. I always get the name of this movie mixed up with a different one. I got to look up the actor so that I can find the movie that Men of Honor with Cuba Gooding Jr. It's from 2000.
Okay.
I loved that movie when it came out. And then I watched it again on the plane, and it was just as great the second time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's,
who else is in it?
It's got Robert De Niro in it. And Charlize Theron.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't do good impressions of anybody, really.
it's really...
That was my Charlize Theron impression. Hey.
Oh, we're already starting?
It's a pre-show.
We get beer in the pre-show, too?
It's to pre-warm us up for... Like, one of the reasons why we started doing it was to loosen us up.
Yeah, we weren't so stuttery and stuff at the...
Jeez, you guys have been screwing me for all this time.
I think we started. I think the first time we came back, we may have done a pre-show, and then we just decided to...
Yeah, mix it?
Yeah.
What is the date?
The 19th.
The 19th. I just got to date this thing, right?
All right. So the pre-show beer is the Brewery Ardennes Scotch Ale.
Scotch Ale, huh?
Scotch Ale.
Tend to not be my favorites, but hey, we'll see.
This is 2026.
It is, yes.
That's bullshit, man.
I mean, I'm happy to be done with 2025.
Yeah, but 2026 doesn't seem to be much better. But yeah, at least we're all moved, right?
Yes.
It was a year of quite the moving here.
Oh, boy. I'm still hurting from that. Still, my knee has not recovered. So it's rough going downstairs. So that's slowing me down for a lot of stuff. But it also has made me realize, especially after this move, a lot of stuff is staying in boxes. It's just staying in boxes, and I'll take it out when I need it. I do not... Yeah. Need to get everything out and into stuff. I certainly don't need to set up all my books into a all the books that I'm likely never going to read again into the library and like that. No, mm-hmm. You know, if I find a place where if I actually buy a home and it's a real permanent thing, then something like that. But you know, I have no idea how long this. Hopefully it's a nice long thing. Because right now I'm loving it. Right now it's great.
Good.
People that don't know, Greg moved into our old house.
Yes.
I'm his landlord. Or Shannon's technically his landlord now.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm just the handyman, I guess.
You're the handyman. No. But no, it's great. It's worked out. I mean, it's worked out great for us because we can, you know, hold on to it. And I wouldn't have wanted to rent it to anybody.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, just because... You just don't know how somebody's going to treat. People don't tend to treat their a house that they're renting, you know, as well as they do.
I do plan to once I get the couch and everything, I plan to get a cleaning service to come in once every 2 weeks. Just to be get that also just taken care of. Yeah. So that
you don't get behind on it. Ever.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, we're so behind on our cleaning here.
That's because I just spent all day, literally from 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning Saturday until 8 o'clock at night.
Hate a cleaning service.
I know I would. They'd you'd never
clean
do
after them. You'd hate it.
I'd clean up before they got here.
That's what my parents used to do all the time with their cleaning people.
Yeah.
Mom would always, gotta clean up before the cleaning lady gets here.
So she doesn't think that I'm a slob.
Yeah. So I would do that. And then I would be going behind and nitpicking all the places that they missed and be they suck.
I'd have to hear about it.
My problem is I I don't have an eye for aesthetics at all. So it's hard for me to even see when something is dirty to the point. Like, I can see once they got dirty to the point where, oh, it's really dirty. Mm-hmm. But I don't see that, like, midway point.
Yeah, like light clutter. Just
It just
yeah.
My eye just completely flies over it. So, yeah. So it's better to just get a cleaning service and do that. Because I had to do some, like, I had to do some cleaning of my apartment.
And yeah,
it was a pain in the butt, just a little, mm-hmm. some of the stuff. And I was like, yeah, I kind of let this go. It didn't help place get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. And when you move a dresser, that's when you're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's dust on everything. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah.
I just thought about that because, I mean, you said that and it made me think this morning. I somehow managed to, there's a picture sitting on my dresser. It's like the thing that I made, a wooden frame thing that says adventure awaits, mm-hmm. and it's got the world map on it. And somehow I knocked it. So it slid between the dresser and the wall. Uh-huh. And I had to pull the dresser completely out from against the wall. And it's, you know, it's actually four drawers on each side. Or, yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And pull the whole thing out. And I was like, are you kidding me already? Like, how does it get that disgusting behind a dresser?
In what, like 6 months?
Yeah. I mean, I should be cleaning behind my dressers, I guess, a lot more often, but it gets gross.
I mean, like I said, to me, it's not that much of a problem. But if you have an eye for that kind of thing, and I certainly, like, and like Jen said, I don't want to get behind on it, and I don't want to... You know, I don't just want to get to the point where I'm letting things pile up and get to the point where it turns really super messy.
Yeah.
So, I have tools for cleaning. Like I have this thing that's like a buffer. I also have a thing that is for floors. It does like a washing thing kind of, you know, so mm-hmm. I've got all the little, all the nice tools. I just also know that I don't have the kind of patience or eye to really do a great job with those tools. So, yeah.
Not that a cleaning service is great. And
oh, good. I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, I think for Greg, a cleaning service is great. It'll keep you from ever getting behind. Because mm-hmm. once you get behind, it gets behind. Mm-hmm. And you just don't, you know, I think you making a plan to stay on top of that is perfect.
Yeah. And once everything is, you know, there's still plenty of stuff to set up. Like, it's still good. The kitchen isn't fully set up, like everything wanted to do. But we got to get the filters in there for one thing. But mm-hmm. I still haven't like figured out exactly what's going to go on the table. Like what. And what tools I want to have out and what tools I want to have like close. Mm-hmm.
And then what you want to put in the basement on the shelves or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was always hard to decide, you know, what we used less.
Yeah.
And could afford to put down in the basement because we wouldn't need it. Like,
I feel like, you know, I got to have the stand, I got to have my saute pan, got to have my frying pan, got to have mm-hmm. a cast iron, got to have a nonstick for eggs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I have a saucier that I bought, I hadn't opened for a long time. I may just bring that up because I'd like to have that just something to use. And I got to have a couple bowls, and mm-hmm. but I think I maybe don't need to have my stock pot up there. And I have the Instant Pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have the shelves underneath that.
Yeah, yeah. And all my liquor is now under the shelves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good spot for it.
Yeah. My table is now like against the wall on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. Because... right now, it's just stuff is being put on top of it.
Yeah. We kept it in the corner. You know, you might not have seen it that way because we always pulled it out for the show, mm-hmm. but we kept it, especially after Tori uh-huh. was out.
Yeah.
It was just the two of us. We pushed it into the corner.
Yeah.
Just more space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not when you're trying to get to the microwave or trying to get to the air fryer.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. Just made it look better and feel roomier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. So got to figure out those three lights, the ceiling ones.
And we're going to build we're going to put a handrail on those steps going from the room down to the...
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Thank you for leaving the heater there, though. That's great.
We have so many heaters. If you need another heater, just let us know.
We actually have a more economical one. That the kind that have the... What is the
oil heater.
The oil heater.
Oh.
So...
I figured you'd want to use... That's the best of one of the ones we got. I figured you'd want that here.
We don't really need it for anything.
Yeah, unless you... Yeah, it's already winter. If you don't need it in your office, then I guess we don't need it.
No, I don't need it in my office.
Well, I keep that at 68, and then the reptile lights and stuff do the rest. Mm-hmm. So, I don't need to keep it like at 72 or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The reptile rack with all the light stuff then keeps it at like 75, and then in the areas where it needs to be hotter, it's hotter.
Yeah. Well, if you're using it as a thermostat to keep it at that certain temperature, that would work better than the oil one anyway.
Yeah. Because I think the oil one is a dial. You can't actually turn it to it.
Yeah, it's on or off.
Yeah.
If you find you need to open the baffle to let more air into that back room, I showed you where it was, but you might not remember it. It's up on the ceiling. It's in the laundry area.
Right. I did.
You messed with the baffle?
I did to open up to a little bit to have some of the heat going there.
Yeah.
Cool. I need to figure out. At some point, like I said, once all this is set up, then I can figure out the next reptile that I'm getting, but that's not happening yet. But a lot of stuff is still in boxes, and a lot of stuff is going to stay still in boxes because I think it's just going to be easier for me that way, and I'll slowly take things out as I need.
Yeah. Does the vent to the attic closed?
I think it's closed there because it's cold up there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it would always still be cold up there, but not cold, you know, so.
It doesn't feel like it's getting closed.
It's at the bottom of the stairs. It's labeled, says attic. There's a baffle.
Yeah, in the basement.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a look to be sure, but I think that I didn't open the attic baffle.
I doubt we had it opened either because we weren't using the attic.
I wouldn't open it unless you decide you're going to be spending time up there.
Yeah, exactly. So. Otherwise, your electric bill will double.
Gas.
Or gas. Yeah. The heat. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what the gas bill is going to be like because it'll be interesting because I never used gas much in my old place because it would stay plenty warm from the people below me.
Yeah.
So, and the rest of my appliances, I guess the water heater was also gas, but didn't use that much water anyway. And the rest of the appliances were electric. So.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably be similar to what we had.
It was high in the winter and really nothing on like $20 in the summer, you know, but in the winter it would get up to probably about $300. That would be like the highest month.
Yeah.
You know, the coldest month in January would be the highest month, but then it was way down. It was, I mean, that would, don't think that's every month. That's not.
One month out of the year. This month, where it's really, really
cold. I'm anxious to see what this month's gas bill is here because
ours was 300 here.
Okay. Well, this
I
next
just got
one.
It.
But, oh, okay. The one with when the generator ran all that time?
Yeah, I just got it. I just paid it Saturday or Friday. It came in the mail and well, that might not have had that day on it though. I don't know when they did the meter read.
So we came home from our trip and the power at the house was out and the generator was running.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
How many days
has the generator been running?
Because it not just heats the house, it heats the garage
powers
the garage. Mm. So
and when it's running in the garage, it's a double whammy because it sucks. There's a big louver that opens and it circulates air through the garage to run the engine. And so it gets cold in there. So the furnace in there turned on also. So the furnace was running. If you don't turn off the furnace, it's going to run nonstop when the generator's running and it's cold. So like shit. And I was able to go through and go on the the thermostat and see like when that kicked on and the temperature out there. Mm-hmm. It only kicked on at 11:30 and we got home at like 3. So, but it could have been days.
Yeah.
So
it was
super
nice that it was. And it turned out it was a problem with the transformer on the pole. So it was only affected our house.
That's so. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they came out 4 days later and took the power out intentionally. Yeah. But it was warmer that day. It was like 50 degrees, so we didn't really have the heat running and stuff.
I do like how they stopped and went to lunch before they put the power back on.
I know. And then they turned it right on when they came back from lunch.
Yeah, that was stupid. It turned it off at like 9 in the morning or 8:30 in the morning. We're working up on the road. And all they were doing was taking down an unused power line. And they had power off for a whole morning. They all disappeared and went to lunch.
Took at the 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then came back from lunch, worked 10 minutes and had the power back on.
That's insane. It was like you guys couldn't have just finished it and taken your lunch.
Well, there's union contracts and they'll give them exact times and they have to do it. Yeah. So.
I know. It's just like we had the generator, so it didn't really matter for us, but other than how much does the generator cost per hour to run? I don't think it costs very much per hour to run.
Can you sit that over there, please? So it's not on my... Yeah, it's good. Taste it. That's my chai latte with sugar and milk in it.
It's a lot of sugar. It's very sweet.
Yeah, I kind of oversugared it a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Well, all the recordings are working.
Good.
Want to get on to the main show?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. What episode?
Not sure.
I believe we haven't done a show since October.
That's right.
Okay. So that was episode 530. Mm-hmm. So this one's 531.
Yes, you can stop now. I'm eating a couple things.